After Mardil Voronwe, who was reckoned the first of the line, there followed the 24 ruling stewards of Gondor, until the time of Denethor II, the 26th and last. At first they had quiet, for those were the days of the watchful peace, during which Sauron withdrew before the power of the White Council, and the Ringwraiths remained hidden in Morgul Vale. But from the time of Denethor I, there was never full peace again, and even when Gondor had no great or open war, its borders were under constant threat. In the last years of Denethor I, the race of Uruks, black orcs of great strength, first appeared out of Mordor, and in 2475 they swept across Ithilien and took Osgiliath. Boromir, son of Denethor, after whom Boromir of the Nine Walkers was later named, defeated them and regained Ithilien. But Osgiliath was finally ruined, and its great stone bridge was broken. No people dwelt there afterwards. Boromir was a great captain, and even the Witch-King feared him. He was noble and fair of face, a man strong in body and in will, but he received a Morgul wound in that war which shortened his days, and he became shrunken with pain and died 12 years after his father. After him began the long rule of Cirion. He was watchful and wary, but the reach of Gondor had grown short, and he could do little more than defend his borders, while his enemies, or the power that moved them, prepared strokes against him that he could not hinder. The corsairs harried his coasts, but it was in the north that his chief peril lay. In the wide lands of Rovanion, between Mirkwood and the River Running, a fierce people now dwelt, wholly under the shadow of Dol Guldur. Often they made raids through the forest, until the Vale of Anduin, south of the Gladden, was largely deserted. These Balchoth were constantly increased by others of like kind that came in from the east, whereas the people of Cullenarthen had dwindled. Cirion was hard put to it to hold the line of the Anduin. Foreseeing the storm, Cirion sent north for aid, but over late. For in that year, 2510, the Balchoth, having built many great boats and rafts on the east shores of Anduin, swarmed over the river and swept away the defenders. An army marching up from the south was cut off and driven north over the Limlight, and there it was suddenly attacked by a horde of orcs from the mountains and pressed towards the Anduin. Then out of the north there came help beyond hope, and the horns of the Rohirrim were first heard in Gondor. Eol the Young came with his riders and swept away the enemy, and pursued the Balchoth to the death over the fields of Cullenarthen. Cirion granted to Eol that land to dwell in, and he swore to Cirion the oath of Eol, of friendship at need or at call to the lords of Gondor.